My name is Eric, and in this podcast, I will discuss how this group of Black writers inspired me to become a creative author. Welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. According to the Village Voice 2022, New York City in the 1980s witnessed the establishment of several organizations founded by and for Black gay men. Among these organizations were two writing groups, the Black Heart Collective and Other Countries, both with ties to Greenwich Village. Began in 1980 by a group of Black gay men involved in the arts and in politics. The Black Heart Collective was followed by Other Countries, a writing workshop established in 1986. Other Countries included several men who had been associated with Black Heart Collective, Other Countries eventually grew to include a writing workshop, which continues today. A publishing initiative and a performance program, the work created and prepared by the Black Gay Men and Black Heart Collective and Other Countries represented continuing efforts by these men to make their presence known to both the Black community and the LGBTQ community, and to leave a record of their ideas and of their lives. Okay, we're going to do this all over again. Ready? According to Village Voice 2022, New York City in the 1980s witnessed the establishment of several organizations founded by and for Black gay men. Among these organizations were two writing groups, the Black Heart Collective and Other Countries. Both were ties to Greenwich Village and began in 1980 by a group of Black gay men involved in the arts and in politics. The Black Heart Collective was followed by Other Countries, a writing workshop established in 1986. Other Countries included several men who had been associated with Black Heart. Other Countries eventually grew to include a writing workshop, which continues today, a publishing initiative, and a performance program. The work created and presented by Black gay men and the Black Heart Collective and Other Countries represented continuing efforts by these men to make their presence known to both the Black community and the LGBTQ community, and to leave a record of their ideas and of their lives. So, this group, Other Countries, is, I used to go to Other Countries, I think it was once a week, at the Gay Center, New York City on 13th Street. And it inspired me to do my writing and to be, what I mean by creative, not being afraid of writing what my life is about. Almost like this podcast. Tell my story the way it is. And I want to tell you one person who was very inspirational, who really did inspire me. And his name was Asanto Saint. And Asanto Saint was, in my opinion, very brave, I say. Not afraid to be himself. And a lot of guys in this group weren't afraid to be themselves and not afraid to communicate that to the outside world, outside the gay community. So I know another podcast I told you all the books I wrote. But this group, other countries, started me on my way. Now, according to this article I read I got from Google, other countries still exist today. That I don't know because I haven't kept myself in contact with anybody from other countries since the 80s. But I would like to tell you that this book, my part of my readings, it was edited and published by Asanto Sate. This is from the 80s. And in this book, I have my work in this book, and it's a collective of poems and prose from the group. The name of the book is The Road Before Us. Now, I don't know if it's still on sale. I don't know if it's at the libraries. This is my copy that I kept all these years. And the other thing, according to this one, my work is in this book, which was started from someone also from that group. Let me see. It says here, this one was published by, Roy Gonzalez. And this is Pyramid Periodical. Roy Gonzalez, Pyramid Periodical. My work is in this also. And this is, let me see what date this is. I should give you, this is the winter of 1992. It's the winter of 1992. And while we're on the subject, I had got an email about a year ago. I think it's been a year ago. A woman that was very friends with Asanto Sate. Asanto Sate passed. I'm not sure when he passed, but he passed maybe in the 90s. So she took all his work. And she published a book on Asanto Sate. It's called Sacred Spells, Collected Work. Now, this is new. So this came out, I think, last year. So you go to Amazon or go at the library and check it out. It's called Asanto Sate, Sacred Spells, Collected Work. And let's see. Her name is... because she's the one who put it... She put it... I think it's, I can't say her name. Her first name is Michelle. And she put all the work together. Edited by Michelle Crisberg. So edited by Michelle Crisberg. She put Asanto Sate, Sacred Spells, all the works together. This is new. And these other books, only reason I'm bringing these other books because Asanto Sate, this was published in, this was published in 1991. The Road Before Us. My work is in here. Asanto Sate is working in. A group of black gay men writers are in here. And I was just wondering about whatever happened to the group. And that's when I went to Google and I Googled it to see. According to what I Googled, they're still around. I have not contacted anybody to this day that's in the group. But I just want to bring that out, a shout out to the world that other countries, according to, it's still around. I was in other countries in the 80s, and the guys inspired me to do my writing. My writing, of course, is quite different than others. But anyway, like I say, Pyramid Periodical, The Road Before Us, which back in the 1990, take a look at them if you can. I'll put them in the, I'll put these books in the what do they call that? At the bottom of this video or in the podcast. So if you want to take a look of other countries and support them or support us. Like I said, Google said they're still around. So anyway, thank you for listening to the craziness that lives inside my head.
I can see clearly.